Hello and welcome back to the Counterpints Podcast. This is your host, Matt, speaking, and I've got my lovely co-hosts on the line. We've got Jack, we've got Kevin, and Casey is not here right now, but he will be joining us in a bit. We have no idea what he's doing, but we'll find out soon. So, as always, Counterpints continues to be a podcast where we talk about the same stupid shit that we like to argue about in breweries and bars. But who can have an argument without a beer? Let's check him in, boys. What the hell are you drinking? Kevin, my recent beer buddy for a weekend trip, what are you drinking?
I am drinking a beer from a brewery by the name of Mortalis. Not heard of them. This one is Sphinx. It is a sour ale brewed with pineapple, blackberry, ice cream, and coconut. And I poured it in a Teku glass here. It's got a really foamy head here. I don't know if you can see how foamy that is, but this
you're not kidding.
Like creamy, coconutty, ice creamy head. And it's the beer itself, which I did try before I overpoured it, is got a nice crisp bite to it. So quite good.
How'd you get a Mortalis out there? Was it through that box service you use?
No, it wasn't through Tavor. No, this was just they did a distribution run. And so a couple of the shops around town got and they had a mixed four pack, which I picked up. Not cheap, unfortunately. It's $10 a can. Not great. But you know what?
Ouch.
Once in a while, it's okay.
It's good beer, though. It's a good pickup. It's good quality. I'll go second here. I'll be drinking a beer that our dear friend Kevin gave to me last weekend. Might as well just knock one of these bad boys out because it sounded very good. This is from Great Notion Brewing out of the lovely city of Portland, Oregon. We've got Tiger's Blood, which is a tart ale with strawberry, coconut, and oh-so-delicious natural flavors. I like the can as well. It's got like a holographic tiger on the front of it. Pretty sweet. To basically get this information out there, Kevin was in my neck of the woods recently, and we did a little bit of a beer swap-a-roni, so I'm sure you're going to be hearing about a couple of those on future podcasts. Jack, what are you drinking?
Yep, this week we're going with a new fave that I've kind of talked about briefly, but I don't think I've had it on the podcast yet. This is from R&D Brewing out in Raleigh, North Carolina. This is Deacon Brew, and it is a beer that was brewed specifically for Wake Forest Athletics, and it's being consumed tonight by somebody who is very proud to say that the Demon Deacons are back in the top 10 in football and one win away from winning their division and going to the ACC championship game. So cheers to the Deeks.
Deeks. Kind of surprised it's a brewery in Raleigh doing the Deacon Brew and not one near Wake Forest.
You ain't kidding. Oh, and it's like a Pilsner. I don't know if I mentioned that. It's nothing special. It's essentially storm brew for those.
I feel like that's like pretty much always the case with like school specific beers. They're always like easy drinkers you could have at a sports game.
Just want to slam. Shout out. What was it? It was called Stampede from Avery, the golden one.
The golden ale is delicious.
It was quite good, especially on a day that I swear to God, that day that we went to that football game, it started off, it was probably 35 degrees. Then it got up to like 75 degrees and then started raining. We experienced all forms of weather that day.
All four seasons in one game. Yeah, I know in Connecticut they're doing for UConn Huskies. There's already been, I think, two breweries that have done a beer for them. I think Husky Hops out of Two Roads, and there's another one out of I believe Kinsman, but I forget the name of the beer. So I've been seeing those. That Husky Hops is getting advertised really heavily here. I don't know. I don't give a shit about UConn, even though I'm from Connecticut. No offense, Huskies. All right, we'll get Casey's check in when he joins us later. For now, we're going to move into the introduction section of this podcast. We have got, I like to think, a listener favorite section here, a host favorite too. This is the Steve from Florida Power Hour, also known as the voicemail section. Make sure to call in at 774-224-0708. Lines are open, but Steve is here and he's a calling. Let's hear what he's got to say. Let her rip.
Hey, good morning, guys. It's Sunday. It's Steve from Florida. Sorry, I've been in communique. I have listened to your podcast. I just haven't found the time to call you in, which is kind of funny since I'm retired. However, I just finished your fair podcast, and a couple of things I want to say. First off, it's okay to talk sports. I totally agree with Casey about the Cincinnati situation. you know, when you are, I don't even think they could beat Vanderbilt, to be honest with you. But that's good conversation. That's barroom conversation. So that's good. Don't worry about talking sports. Secondly, your topic of fairs. I'm just going to say two things. Jack brought it up. Carnies. We're talking carnies here. Scary group of people. No offense to any of you guys who have parents who are carnies. That being said, that's a whole different walk of life. I think Matt put it best when he described the folks that go to these fairs. Mind you, each one of you talked about your favorite foods and experiences, so you're actually part of that population. I did want to give you a couple of reports. One is, you'll be happy to know, I've gone to a few breweries. You guys are changing my way of thinking on that. I was at the Castle Island Brewery, had the pleasure of Jack joining me there, and I had a Bohemian Shine, which I found to be extremely delightful. It, of course, is a Pilsner. And I did have a lager. I tried it. Not too bad. I can't give you the name of it. But it wasn't too bad. But I am finding Pilsners are a whole there's a whole collection of them out there in your breweries. So, you know, I think that that should be or could be a whole topic of discussion. Again, thank you guys for sending me different samples. I just want you to know it's a Sunday. It's almost noon time. And we're going to be watching the New England Patriots in an hour. And I want Matt and Casey and Jack to know. Kevin, sorry about this. I'm not sure why you didn't join us. But just want them to know the last time I was up at Gillette Stadium, experiencing the fine Pilsner Miller Lite up there, it was with Jack and Casey to see the Cleveland Browns. Who are visiting New England this afternoon. I have fond memories at that game. I've got some great quotes from Matt. And one of the things I just want to say before I get cut off here is the last thing I remember about that game, other than the great win, was seeing Matt, hey, Steve from Florida, starting to be long-winded there, but I didn't want to finish. The last thing I remember was looking at Matt sound asleep in the backseat of a car with a bag of Doritos in his hand. Now, mind you, he had had a long night the evening before, but it's one of my favorite memories of Matt. Keep up the great work, guys. Sorry I haven't called in, but I'll make it a point to call in again this week. Take care, and happy Thanksgiving.
All right, that was Steve from Florida. Boys, thoughts?
I mean, I will say I did talk to him that day, and he had started drinking Miller Lights about 11 o'clock in the morning, getting ready for that Patriots game. So, and it was a pretty good game. There wasn't a lot to be nervous about. So they just kept pounding them and pounding them. Huge assist to Mac Jones for being an awesome quarterback and making us forget about Tom Brady.
Yep.
I thought Steve brought up one good point, and he is correct on this. We ripped on people who go to fairs, and we are definitely the type of people who also go to fairs. That's a fair shout. But I like to think I'm better than most of them, at least.
We definitely are. We definitely are.
Could certainly take some of them in a fight.
Yeah. Let's say at a pig race, hypothetically.
Yeah. We don't spill beer on babies.
That's right.
That's right.
I'm better than that.
That's right. Also, shout out to the place we got those Thanksgiving sandwiches before the Patriots game. They were absolutely delicious that day. And,
what was that place called? Do you remember?
No clue.
Was it like a grocery store kind of?
It was like a grocery store. Yeah, it was delicious. Breaking news though from Steve from Florida.
Ooh.
He has suffered an injury. He tore his rotator cuff.
Oh,
so he is on the, as he called it, the DL, and probably getting surgery in the next few weeks here. So he's going to be down for the count for a little bit.
Yeah, parents getting old sucks, man. Like my mom tore her knee a few weeks ago. My dad. Like tried to, he got like a fight with this recliner and it like twisted his knee doing that somehow. I don't know. Old parents
got in a fight with his recliner.
He tried to like, it was a recliner chair and he tried to like push the, I don't know, the footrest into the chair and it wasn't working and he kicked it and his foot got like caught in between the mechanism of the footrest. And then he went to pull his foot out and fell over and it like wrenched his knee and foot. think he's very confident he broke the top of his foot. He said, are you going to go to a doctor to get that checked out? And he said, absolutely not. And there you go.
There it is.
All right. Well, don't complain to me about it hurting then.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Yeah.
It's okay. He already has complained several times. Spoiler alert.
You know, sitting in recliners, it's a dangerous game.
Yeah, it somehow turned into an act of life or death for my father.
Your dad has to get those electric recliners, my friend.
He had one of those, and my mom did not like it. And so when they moved to their new house, she got him a manual one. And I got to admit, I've sat in that thing. It kind of sucks. I gave him a really nice electric one that I bought from basically the garbage section of Bob's because it was too big for my apartment at the time. And he fell in love with that chair, but my mom was like, that thing is not coming with us to this new house. It's too bad because I think it was comfy.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I'm waiting until we have to get him those kind of chairs. Like, you know, the chairs that like you could, in addition to the legs going up, they also could like tilt. So for old people that can't stand
up. Yeah, it helps you stand up.
Oh, yeah. He'll be getting one of those soon. I'll tell you that right now.
So my dad refused to go that level, but we got him, I think, in the pandemic. Probably about a little over a year ago, last summer, we got him an electric one. And I tell you what, that thing is awesome. It also has a little slot in it that wirelessly charges your iPhone.
Oh, fuck.
I mean, it's fucking next level. Now, my dad doesn't have an iPhone. He still has a flip phone, so that doesn't do him any
rip.
But this thing also has speakers in it. It's like a fucking, ooh, you know, club in a chair. It is awesome.
That's pretty cool. I like the ones that have like illuminated cup holders. That's pretty sweet.
It does. Yeah. It has a little light in there. Yeah. And then the armrests open up and there's like storage and you can put like the remote.
It's got every feature I've ever heard of in a chair.
Dude, it's so nice. And so when it fully reclines, it's like laying in a bed. And then it has a feature where the head kind of lifts up a little bit so you can watch TV. And not be like, you know, having to like do like feel like you're doing a sit up.
Yeah,
to watch it. Dude, I'm telling you, it is next level shit.
That's fucking ridiculous. That thing was it expensive as hell or something?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That thing was so expensive. Yeah.
I have an electric recliner, but it's like a crappy Bobo Pedic that has no features at all. I wish you had a cup holder. That would be nice.
Yeah. No, this thing's nice. The only thing I think it's missing is like a massage feature
or like built-in toilet.
Oh yeah. I mean, he's still able to get up and go to the bathroom, so he hasn't quite gotten there yet. He has a built-in catheter.
Someday. I'm sure that exists somewhere. Let's be real.
Oh, I'm sure.
All right. Well, Steve from Florida, we appreciate you calling in. As always, I'm going to ignore that comment about me being in the back seat of the car asleep with the Doritos. Anyways, we've got Casey on the podcast. As you could hear his charming voice. Casey, do you have a beer check-in?
I do. Yeah.
Thanks, I should hope so. This is a beer podcast.
That's right. And I'm sorry for being late. Damn Australians. That's all I can say.
Classic.
I love you and hate you all at the same time. But I do have a beer check-in from Odell Brewing Company here in Fort Collins, Colorado. It is Mercenary Double IPA. So it's actually really good. I've been sipping on
Mercenary.
To start. So cheers, fellas.
All right. So with that out of the way, boys, before we move into a quick social media plug. I feel like I wanted to bring this up on air, and I put this into the group chat. Of course, there's a Counterpints group chat. No, you cannot join, listeners. I found out today that my car had someone took a picture of it and posted it in a local Connecticut beer drinkers group that I'm a part of. So that was an interesting surprise to come back to at the end of the day, a picture of the back of my car with a bunch of people making comments. Such as a couple that made me laugh was, of course, I won't give his name, but the question was, how fat was the driver? First of all, rude, very rude. And then we, of course, had several people saying that's rolling probable cause or a good way to get pulled over. I will say on air, it has not been a problem. Knock on wood. Cops do not seem to target me for the car. And one of my friends made the great point, though. If I ever commit a crime in that thing, I'm fucked. So today I am a local Connecticut beer celebrity for a period of about 10 minutes. Very exciting.
Wait, why aren't we saying these people's names?
Call them out. I mean,
Do we know them?
Well, no, I'm going to who he is. It's a random dude.
Fuck that then. Let's call his ass out.
It's Jeff K. I'll give his last initial. Similar
fuck to, that. He's not on the pod.
Similar to Caitlin R, who prevented Kevin and I from getting a Connect 4, Connect 5 at Alvarium.
Bitch, fuck that Caitlin bitch. R. My God. And then didn't you say she gave another rating on one of the beers?
She did. Caitlin R, if you're out there, you suck. It was one of the, I think it was one of the watercolors. Or no, it was one of the
watercolors.
No, it was Transcend.
It was Transcend, yeah.
We had a Transcend beer, and this random lady said it was very disappointing, gave it a 1 out of 5, or like a 1.5 out of 5 stars. No taste.
I had that beer. I think it was like a 4.3, 4.4 something. Matt gave it something similar. It was actually a good beer. So this bitch needs to stay out of breweries because you're ruining my chance to get Connect 5. And also you have no taste.
Kevin, any comments on our beer escapades this weekend? Any highlights we want to point out? I mean, two of the hosts did get together. We had the two furthest apart ones, actually. New England and California.
Yeah, it was a good time. I was out there for my job. Figured I'd tack on some extra time to go see Maddie there. Did some breweries, got some pizza. Went to Treehouse, of course. They're doing 3 pours now, not 2 pours, which was awesome.
3 pour day.
3 pour day. Best beer of the trip was that beer, that stout that I had up there. Yeah, so the best beer of the trip was at Treehouse. It was extra maple and chocolate truffle. Moment of clarity. This was an imperial double stout that just kind of coated the mouth in maple syrup. It was super decadent. Don't get me wrong. It was a lot of beer to have 12 ounces of, but maybe in like the 2 ounce serving size, it'd be perfect.
That is the problem with those kind of beers. I'm trying to think of some other beers we had. Went to a new brewery that I hadn't been to, Stewards of the Land in Northford, Connecticut, a nice kind of farm brewery. They had a really good, they had 2 sours that were very, very good. They had a spiced pear sour and then like a cranberry or cranberry pie sour. I think it was called Cranberry Garland. Very solid. Liked that place a lot, actually.
Yeah, we spent that day getting chased by the rain. And that was the last kind of time we were able to be outside without being drenched in rain. So it was a good day there. You took me to 12% Beer Project, which had a lot of really good things. Kind of all over the place beer that they have there. I think it was Fat Orange Cat, Timber Ales was there. Mm-hmm. Skygazer was there. You know, good experience all the way around. So thank you for
entertaining me, Matt.
Yeah.
That's where we met two new Untappd friends, Vinny and Mark, who were diehard Connecticut or Hartford Whalers fans.
They were. It was a weird bonding experience because Mark lived in San Diego for like 10 years working for the Navy. So
yeah, we got some free beers out of it. So,
oh yeah.
Well done, Kevin. I'll give you the credit for that one. You really have a way with old white men. It was a good time. We did quite a bit of stuff. Had a lot of beers. I was supposed to not be drinking beers. Full disclosure, I absolutely blew that one out of the water almost immediately. And here I am having another beer. Kelly, I'm sorry you told me to have a wine in this podcast, and I've let you down now twice in 1 week. So what else is new? So we're going to move on from that to a quick plug of our socials. Once again, we have a beautiful Instagram, an Untappd account. Go check them out under Counterpint, CounterPints. Our voicemail is still open at 774-224-0708. We appreciate any likes, follows, engagement of any kind. We love you, our listeners. Go check them out. It's a good way to be kept up to date on what's going on with the podcast and various bullshit we like to post on there. So with that, we're going to move on to our main topic. It is the holiday season again, boys. It was just a holiday season, I feel like, but this is kind of rapid fire fall into winter here. We get Halloween, we get Thanksgiving, and then we get Christmas. So we just did a Halloween podcast not that long ago. It's time to talk about Thanksgiving. And if we're going to talk about a Thanksgiving draft, I'm going to have to pass it over to the draft master himself, Jack.
All right. Thank you, Matt. Yes, this is a Thanksgiving draft. Last year, I believe we did a Thanksgiving bracket. We actually did a couple of them. We did sides as well as pies. So this year, we're going to go do a draft. And we've got a bit of a unique one here. This is a shout out to Kevin. This was his idea, and I kind of love it. Our categories tonight, we're doing best side, we're doing worst side, we're doing best pie, we're doing worst pie, and then obviously we're going to have the overrated aspect of Thanksgiving, but we are making a rule. It cannot have anything to do with food, so you got to pick other parts of the holiday that don't have anything to do with food. And one other big thing that we talked about, you can have some overlap here. You know, if someone's best side is another person's worst side, that's okay. They can draft it, and we're going to have some contention. So that's the plan here. We got a draft order. I'm going to go first. Casey's going second. Matt's going third. Kevin's going to go last. Obviously, this is snake style, so Kevin will always start the round, the next round after after we get going here. So I guess I'll kick it off. I chose the first pick for a reason. I had one in mind. I'm going to take my best side. I'm taking mashed potatoes. That's my favorite side. I love it. Thanksgiving is not the same unless there are some delicious mashed potatoes on the table. I believe this was the winner of our sides bracket last year. Thoughts on mashed potatoes, fellas?
It's a solid pick.
I'll eat them.
Yeah. I think it's arguably a top two pick. I mean, it depended on which route you go. It's easily a top two pick. Either way you go, I guess.
Great pick.
My mama makes them like whipped, I think, like a whipped mashed potato. That's
really good. Yeah. Yep. Oh, whipped, mashed, whatever.
Mm. Does she whip butter into it kind of at the end so it kind of pools in it?
I think like butter and so cheese. Good. She puts cheese in it too sometimes.
Little heavy cream in there too. Mm-hmm. Like, ooh. Mm-hmm.
We never make enough. We never make enough in my house because I always want to serve it by the cup, not by like the spoon, but the cup. And you know what? Because it's just so damn good.
Just drink it.
I bought one of those Costco like mashed potato, but like the ones you just add like water to. And I'm
those are good.
They're like the Idaho brand, weirdly solid.
They are good. No. They are good. You are spot on.
So I can just have a sandwich and just be like, maybe I'll have some mashed potatoes.
It's actually perfect because they're a Matt single serving size. They're like a 4-person size single serving size, but you know, it's like a Matt single serving size.
Yeah, it's like the weight
for like a family of seven. And
the weight of a small dog who was made of potatoes.
You guys, I know this isn't Thanksgiving, but you guys know the movie Christmas Vacation, Chevy Chase's Christmas,
hell yeah.
Right? I always wanted it as a kid. I never had the balls to do it. But as a kid, you know, you do like the pass it around the table and I'm with you. It's never enough for one spoonful. So I wanted to be like Cousin Eddie when they're at Christmas dinner. And I don't think it's potatoes. I think it's like sweet potatoes. He puts the spoon in there, tastes it, and then dumps it on his plate and then goes back in. I always wanted to do that because I agree with you, Jack. One little spoonful is not nearly enough for the mashed potatoes. I don't care what anyone says. And my mom's always like, you got to save some for everybody else. Fuck that. They should have got here first.
All right. Mashed potatoes off the board. First pick. Casey's got the next one.
Yeah, I'm going best pie. And I think this is possibly the number two pick or the top two picks. I'm going pumpkin pie. It's an absolute Thanksgiving staple. It's my favorite pie, and I'm fired up to pick it. So pumpkin pie, let's go.
It's a biggie. I have such a craving for it too. Thank God we're in the season of it because, man, I want some bad. It's a delicious, delicious pie, and it belongs in the first round for sure.
Agreed. Pumpkin pie, quite good.
All right. Pumpkin pie off the board. This is where I think this draft gets a little interesting. Let's see. Matt has the next pick.
I'm going to be frank. I'm a little surprised that this was not taken as one of the first two picks. If I'm going to think of Thanksgiving, I'm going to take a best side right away because to me, it's such a strong one. And my personal favorite, probably, it's motherfucking stuffing. Let's go. Can't have Thanksgiving without stuffing. And my mom's stuffing slaps.
Well, just out of the box is the best.
So also good. Can't go wrong with really any
stuff. That's another good thing. It's like 79 cents to get a box of stuff and you put a little butter and water in that thing and it's delicious.
Oh man, I want some stuffing right now.
Ooh, great choice.
Stuffing 9 days away.
That is the problem with doing these food categories.
Oh, I've already DoorDashed like a Thanksgiving meal for myself.
Right?
Boston Market, get on the line.
Right, like it's 8 o'clock my time, so it's 10 o'clock for those of you on the East Coast. And now I've already eaten. Now I'm hungry again just because we've been talking about especially Thanksgiving food. Like, come on. This sucks. We should have done for the bracket last year. We should have had the food and eaten each thing as we talked about it.
Listeners, do you want to hear us eat mashed potatoes live on mic? You know you do. Write in.
We'd have to start the video for that one, man. I'm pretty sure we'd actually get a lot more content if we had like a bunch of heavy set guys in tank tops eating mashed potatoes.
Okay, shirtless. We're getting close to our OnlyFans content. I'll get like shirtless. How cheap would it be to get like a kiddie pool full of mashed potatoes I could roll around that?
There's going to be a lot of food content coming your way in 2022. we got a chicken sandwich bracket we're gonna do that.
That would have so overdue. I need it.
It really so is. Yeah,
we need them all. We got to go back and do Taco Bell again sometime. Once we've all dieted for about 10 months. But after that, after the last one, that was a nightmare. Kevin, finish up round one.
All right. I'm going to go with my best pie. All right. I think the best pie debate is actually a little bit more challenging once you get past the consensus number one there. And I'm going to go with apple pie. There are some who say it may not be in season, that is better for warmer weather, but those people are wrong. And by the way, warm weather in San Diego lasts all year round. So all year round, it's apple pie season for me. And you know what? It shines on Thanksgiving.
I would tell people who say that apple pie is not a Thanksgiving pie to go fuck themselves right off planet Earth. It is absolutely a Thanksgiving pie. I think it's 1A and 1B right up there with pumpkin. It is absolutely delicious. Throw a little vanilla ice cream on that thing. Ooh, baby. You got a party.
It's probably my favorite pie. If I had to be honest, I would take apple over pumpkin. Apple pie rules.
It is a delicious, delicious pie. That concludes round one. I think we nailed round one. I think we took all the first round picks. I kicked it off. I took mashed potatoes as my best side. Casey took his best pie, went with pumpkin pie. Matt went with his best side. He took stuffing. And then Kevin went with his best pie. He took apple. We all went with bests on a podcast that thrives on negativity. We went with positivity.
Save the best for last.
Yeah, exactly. We're just getting started.
All right. Well, let's keep it going. Kevin again.
Yeah, let's keep it going. So let's go with a worst Thanksgiving side. Woo! Sorry, guys. I had to go negative quickly here on this one. I you know what? The worst Thanksgiving side is a very, very ripe category, and I think grounds for some arguments. I'm hoping this one's actually not that controversial, but my worst Thanksgiving side is canned cranberry sauce.
Okay, and well,
I'm watching
the, this podcast. All right,
Kevin, you're up the pot.
What
Kevin.
The fuck? That's not controversial. It's like easily one of the most popular ones.
Right? Totally. I'm hoping this isn't controversial. Get the fuck out of here.
You know what? We're the worst part of Thanksgiving on that turkey. One.
I knew it was coming on.
Thanksgiving doesn't officially start until that can gets open and you hear that.
Disgusting.
That noise gets me going.
Well, that noise gets you going under any circumstance.
Yeah, accurate. It does.
You're like a cat with a can opener. You hear that going and just boing.
That's right.
Yeah, you need to like the off balance of the sweetness of the cranberry sauce with the salt and savory nature of turkey and gravy.
Don't get me wrong. Awesome. I like cranberry sauce, but I specifically highlight canned cranberry sauce.
Oh, man. Oh, my
God. Canned cranberry sauce.
This podcast is sponsored by Ocean Spray.
Do you even have cranberries in California, Kevin?
Yeah, we import them from Massachusetts. We take them out of the can, separate them from the gelatin that's in that sauce, and then actually make a real fucking cranberry sauce.
Oh, the texture is so
good. I won't
eat
it without gelatin. I want extra gelatin.
Hey, horses have to go somewhere, Jack.
That's right.
It gives them purpose.
Yeah, they're on my Thanksgiving table, bitch. All right, and a wild pick, but what we wanted. Controversy, yeah, that might have cost them the draft. We'll see. Matt has the next pick.
Okay, I've got quite a few options here. I've been kind of deliberating. I'm probably going to go, speaking of torpedoing your draft, here we go, boys. I'm going to pick an overrated aspect of Thanksgiving because this came to my mind immediately, and there was an element of me that I wanted to pander because I know this is going to kill me. But
can we guess
what it is? Because I'm pretty sure.
This is going to be a tough one.
All right, take a guess, Kevin.
Football.
Sports.
There it is, boys.
Sports.
The worst part of Thanksgiving, sports for me, because, oh my God, having to listen to my uncles and father talk about fucking football for hours on end puts me to sleep faster than the fucking turkey does.
It's a two-horse race now between Casey and I.
Yeah.
I knew that wouldn't be popular, but I thought of some other ones, and I'm like, dude, what is the worst part of Thanksgiving? I'm like, it's the fucking football game.
Come on, man. The worst categories, it can't be the obvious, easy ones. I mean, if you want to do that, that's fine, but I'm going for some controversy here.
This is controversial in this group.
Good God. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. I can't wait to see what Casey's going to take here. Is he going to take the anime portion of Thanksgiving?
No.
So I'm going with worst side. And there's a couple. There's two that I'm really in between. But I'm going to go with the worst of the two.
the yeah, whatever.
Worcester.
The Worcester Worcestershire sauce of the two. You know what I always hated, and I hate it as a kid, I hate it today, is when some dumbass brings a fucking salad to Thanksgiving. I'm sorry.
That's true.
This holiday is not to be fucking healthy. Okay. Give me all the sugar, the fat, the cream, whatever else, the butter, the potato, the starch. Give me all that shit. Clog my veins. Let me miserate in that for an entire day. And then I'll worry about that in January when the holidays are done, that I've got to work off the last 2 months of just straight eating. Okay. Take your salad and go fuck yourself. Don't bring that shit up in here. Ain't nobody trying to be healthy.
Could we put that on a shirt?
I think we just got an episode title.
Take your salad and go fuck yourself.
Take your salad and go fuck yourself. That'd be a great shirt. God, I would wear that.
Caesar. Not on Thanksgiving, though. Salad doesn't belong on that table. It's a good pick.
I agree. Cold and crunchy. I don't know. Even texture wise, it feels like alien.
Yeah.
I know there's a Waldorf salad. Have you guys ever had Waldorf salad with like the apples? Like, that's okay. Yeah. Because that's like a sugary, unhealthy one. But yeah.
And it's at least kind of seasonal too, right? Because I think it has like cranberries and walnuts in it.
Yeah. It has Granny Smith apple. Yeah. So. Yeah.
But still, it's a fucking salad. It has no place on the table. Go fuck yourself.
All right. Salad is the worst side. I got the next pick. I'm going to stick with the worst too. I'm going to take the worst pie. I don't know how this one's going to be received, but this is a pie that I don't care for one bit. And it's very popular. I'm taking pecan pie. I don't like it one bit. Mm. I prefer pumpkin or apple way over pecan. I'm not a pecan guy. Any thoughts on pecan pie?
I had it on my board as in that category as well. I'm not a pecan guy.
I don't feel that strongly about it. It's not my favorite. I don't like hate it either.
I had it in one of my best, but it wasn't towards the top of my list in best. So you know what? Little bit of a disagreement there, Jack, but I got my pie, so I don't care.
All right. Round two done. Started off with some major controversy and then eased up towards the end. Kevin went with his worst side. He took cranberry sauce, specifically canned cranberry sauce. Matt went with his overrated aspect of Thanksgiving. He took football. Casey went with his worst side. He took salad. And I took my worst pie and I went with pecan pie. And before we start round three, as I said, this podcast is sponsored by Ocean Spray. And this is the Ocean Spray canned cranberry minute coming at you from Matt.
Well, I found this interesting article while we were talking where apparently they basically a study went through and it was a likelihood of ordering canned cranberry sauce versus fresh cranberries via Instacart. So they did a map of the United States, which states maybe prefer canned versus fresh cranberries. I'm proud to say Connecticut is in the canned cranberry arena. Jack, I have bad news. It looks like North Carolina is very lightly in the fresh cranberry zone with a plus 1%.
Yes, but I want to make something very clear. I might live here, but I was raised by two parents, one from Connecticut, one from Massachusetts. We took that Northeast heritage to North Carolina. We only buy canned, will only ever buy canned.
Apparently, the state that has the most orders, the most canned cranberries, Mississippi, which I feel like is not strengthening my argument.
No, it is not.
Although, to be fair, the state has the most fresh cranberries is Iowa. So that's also not a strong pillar to hide behind.
Not a good vote for my team either. I will say this. I don't quite understand I get the canned correlation because you can kind of distribute your canned goods anywhere. But what about fresh cranberries? Is that maybe potentially better where you have more fresh cranberries? And does that mean then that Iowa and South Dakota actually grow that stuff out there? I didn't think they would.
I mean, there's a lot of cranberry bogs in New England, and New England's pretty much across the board seems to prefer canned because it's the most superior method of cranberry delivery.
Nah, because the freezing cold has kind of starved your brain of oxygen.
According to their statistics, it's very close, like 37% of I'm not going to get into specifics. I have no idea like how many people were polled and how the study worked. It's bullshit on the internet. Let's be real. It's Better Home and Gardens. Let's not get too excited. But 37% said homemade and 35 canned. And then the other 24 either have never tried it, which is ridiculous, or they do not eat cranberry sauce at all. Those are the real enemies of Thanksgiving. They're the real nightmare people. All right, that's it. I just wanted to bring it up to the group.
Yep, I found that article too when I was doing my research. It was a fun read.
All right, and that was the Ocean Spray canned cranberry minute. And now back to your regularly scheduled programming. And that would be round three of the Thanksgiving draft. I am going to kick off round three. I'm going to stay. What am I going to do here? I'm going to stay with the worst. I'm going to go with my worst side. This one I feel like is a popular one amongst these guys from what I remember from last year. But for me, it's not. I'm taking green bean casserole. Not one of my favorite sides at all. No, thank you. Nothing green on Thanksgiving except, maybe some last names. But we won't talk about that. Green bean casserole. Thoughts?
I feel like I'm up and down on it. Sometimes I'm like, it hits the spot and I really like it. And there's other times that like I'm just not interested. It's not like one of my favorite sides that I go towards immediately. I feel like I put it in there to round out the other foods I'm eating. But it could be good if made right, I would say.
See, I think you need green bean casserole. Maybe not because, canned cream and mushroom soup is anything good tasting, but for the crumbled onions, you need that French fried onions on top for a little bit of crunch with the rest of the mushy food that you have on Thanksgiving. Yes. So that's why I really like having green bean casserole on my plate at Thanksgiving.
I'm with Kevin exactly. That is, I'm a big fan of it. I'm sad when it's not there. Yeah. It's the only green I'll eat to kind of sit on Jack's point, but it's the only green on the table that should be there.
I'm trying to think of any other green sides. Like I like roast asparagus a lot.
Do you count the celery that might occasionally be in stuffing?
Yes.
I mean, I probably should.
Stuffing is a vegetable.
No, not
exactly.
Because it won't hurt my point.
The crunchy onions are actually delicious, but the rest of it can, no.
Can I just get a bag of those crunchy onions?
I've done it before. All right, Casey, go ahead.
All right. So I'm going to go with my best side here. And I'm going with sweet potatoes, also known as yams, depending on what part of the country you're in or from, with brown sugar. Got to have that brown sugar. Got to make it. It's already a fairly sweet side, but you got to put that brown sugar on there with a little bit of butter. Make it even better. That's the take.
It's delicious, especially when that brown sugar gets a little crunchy on the top there. Oof, very good. That caramelization. Sweet potatoes are delicious. Sometimes you don't really have to do it, but I don't hate it when people throw the marshmallows on top of them too. They're pretty, pretty, pretty solid. Thoughts on sweet potatoes, boys?
You're not going to like my next pick.
This is Kevin's wet dream coming true right here. This is it.
Well, I'm a little bit annoyed because, Casey, that was on my list too, because I really love sweet potato casserole. I don't do mine with marshmallows. I do a little bit of pecans on top. It's still quite good. There are those online who will say that adding sugar and butter to sweet potatoes is a sin because they're already sweet. Those people can fuck off. They are so wrong. Sweet plus sweet plus sweet may equal diabetes, but it's goddamn delicious.
I mean, most of the time you order sweet potato fries, they even give you a little brown sugar. So those people are absolutely incorrect. Brown sugar and sweet potatoes, delicious combination.
Brown sugar or honey too. So good.
Ooh, honey. Speaking of honey, Matt, you're up next.
All right, boys. Well, Kevin is achieving his wet dream here, is what he talked about at the beginning of this podcast. Turns out you can pick the same option for best and worst. I'm putting sweet potatoes as my worst side for Thanksgiving. My argument being, I don't like a lot of sweetness during the meal. I think that's where the cranberry sauce is for. That to me is the offset of the savory. You have a little bite of cranberry sauce between bites of turkey. Sweet potato is just like big fucking bites of too much sweet. Putting the pecans and marshmallows and bullshit on it makes it even more sickening. It's just not my thing. Yams especially, like, gross. Like the sweet potato casserole, it's whipped up, is okay. I don't hate it. It's just, it is one of the last sides I will ever go to on a Thanksgiving table. Dessert comes afterwards. I'll just eat ice cream and pie then. Why do I need this shit during the meal?
It's just, there's just something about it where it doesn't feel quite like dessert yet. It just is. It's like you said, it's a little bit like the cranberry sauce, but man, it is good. Sometimes you mix it in with the turkey too. And
yikes. I do like sweet potato fries though.
But fries are delicious.
Wouldn't say I have those during Thanksgiving very often.
Shout out sweet potato tater tots as well. Very, very tasty. Thoughts on sweet potatoes as being a negative, specifically Casey?
Bullshit. Doesn't know what he's talking about. Lost all credibility.
I think I threw it out the window with the football answer.
Yeah, it's probably safe to say you're not going to get his vote today, but that's okay. There's three others on this podcast that also hate your bracket here too. So Kevin, you're up next.
Well, in the race to the bottom here, I'm going to go ahead and pick my worst pie, and it's not going to make Casey happy with me either, because it's going to be pumpkin pie. I'm sorry, Casey.
There it is.
But I can't stand pumpkin pie. It's just warm goop. It's warm goop with, you know, with a bread crust around it. Okay, maybe the bread crust was good. Maybe the whipped cream is good. But if you can just scrape all that goop off and just give me some, you know, pie crust and whipped cream, that'd be great.
Ooh,
I feel like I only want to eat pumpkin pie like once a year, and that's all the pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
For the entire year, though.
And what time of year do you eat it?
But apple pie, I could eat all year. It's a way better pie.
Oh, I could eat. I feel bad talking negatively about pies anyway, because they're all delicious in their own
pies
way.
Just want to be your friend.
But have you guys ever had the real pumpkin pie without the fake sugary stuff? Because it is fucking disgusting.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't do that.
Yep. You need
again. I'm not trying to be healthy. I'm trying to get fucking fat. Okay, so
salad pie.
Yeah,
yeah. There it is. Hey, actually, that's worst pie right there. Salad pie. Is that
yeah,
the
yeah. Sauerkraut pie is my worst pie. Pumpkin pie as the worst here. I mean, we're gonna go right back to him, Casey. What do you think about pumpkin pie being Kevin's worst? He called it what? Hot goop.
Goop. What a fucking joke this is. Can we just move on? It's not even worth it. Let's just move on. Kevin and Matt are done. Let's just pick ours. You know, do they even have to pick anymore? Can we just pick and then we'll do the tiebreaker between us?
Yeah, because unfortunately somehow they'll find a way to get back to that wheel, and that wheel's a fickle bitch, and the wheel. I don't like that wheel.
Ah, yeah, the fuck wheel. The wheel.
I can hear the thundering wheel. Of the wheel.
All right, that wraps up round three. Quick recap. I kicked it off. I took my worst side. I went with green bean casserole. Casey took his best side. He went with sweet potatoes or sweet potato casserole. Matt took his worst side. He took sweet potatoes. And Kevin took his worst pie. He went with pumpkin pie.
Boom, bam, bam.
The contention of the Thanksgiving draft continues next. And before we kick off round four, we do have a couple beer check-ins. Matt has one. Go ahead.
All right. Recently had a Halloween party not that long ago, and friend of the pod, John, I think dropped off some trash beers for me to try. So let's give one a whirl. Today, we've got Witty, a white IPA out of a brewery I've never heard of called Bear Moose Brewing Company in Everett, Massachusetts. No offense, Bear Moose, but even your label looks kind of, I don't know, low tier. So we'll see how it goes. Sometimes you judge a book by its cover.
All right. As we await that rating, I also have a beer check-in. This is a mystery beer, actually. It's an unlabeled low fill from Incendiary. So I had no idea what it was until I opened it and got a whiff of it. This is their Wee Heavy Bourbon Barrel Age Scottish Ale.
Whew.
Right up my alley, as I love bourbon barrel stuff.
Good night.
That face, that's a man enjoying a beverage. Not the grimace of someone getting an appendectomy.
Yeah. You know what, though? Silver lining is, it was free. And that's all that matters. Free beer is the best beer.
I'd probably drink pee for free.
Don't threaten me with a good time. All right, next pick here. It's round four. We've got Kevin going. Go ahead.
All right. I'm going to dive right into most overrated. I feel like this is the tactical choice to do here. This might come off a little tone deaf, but I think gratitude is overrated during Thanksgiving time.
Gratitude just as a concept?
Just as a concept, right? And you know what? This is a family tradition in my family. We go around the table every year and we say what we're thankful for. And you know what? It's really hard to be thankful for anything when you're already in full-on Christmas mood as soon as Halloween ends. So Christmas has ruined Thanksgiving and made it hard to be grateful for anything, because all I'm doing is thinking about what the fuck am I getting these 10 people around this table with me? So you know what? Christmas, you ruined Thanksgiving. Gratitude, out the window because of you, fucking Santa Claus.
To be fair, if my family was like, we need to go around the table and say what we're thankful for, I'd be like, what the hell is wrong with us?
Oh, there were so many stupid answers when I was a teenager. I'm grateful for that A I got on that test.
What kind of fairy bullshit is that? Is that a California thing?
Welcome to California. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a West Coast thing. New England, it's like, shut the fuck up, eat the food.
Shut the fuck up, pass the mashed potatoes.
Dottie, stop talking. Get past me the turkey already.
I love that pick. I think it is overrated. Once again, we thrive on the negative here. And that brings Mr. Negativity Matt up.
All right, I'm going to keep it rolling some negative picks. I'm down to my two pie choices. So I'm going to go with a bad pie. I was looking at some pies, reminding myself of pies I've had. I'm going to say a pie here that I think is kind of garbage. And I'm not sure it's really a Thanksgiving pie. So I'm interested to see what the group thinks, but we'll see. Lemon meringue. You ever see a lemon meringue pie at Thanksgiving?
No. But
it's like a summer pie.
I have.
It's more so summery for sure.
Yeah, so it can happen. It's definitely summer. What do you think? Is that a valid pick?
It's fine.
I'm fine with it.
Hurts your draft, you're fine. Just keep it.
Okay. My draft's dead, so I might as well just go for whatever I feel like at this point. I'm gonna put down lemon meringue. I'm not a big fan of lemon really as a flavor.
Dad loves lemon. I like lemon meringue pie, but not on Thanksgiving.
It would be a very bad Thanksgiving pie in general, though. It's one of my weakest pies, I would say.
A lot of people don't like meringue. Yeah. I like it. Mm-hmm. Fluffy. Yeah, it's like a cloud.
One of them. There's no substance to it. I want some chunks of fruit.
It's like mashed potatoes, but for a pie, Matt. What's wrong with that? Nice and light and fluffy.
I'll just eat mashed potatoes.
Chunks in there. There's some healthy, chunky lemon pies. interesting pick, though.
Chunky Lemon Pie, new band name.
Oh, yeah. That's a great band name. I thought about it. Certainly thought about it, just simply because it's not a Thanksgiving pie. But lemon meringue pie. Off the board, fourth round brings us to Casey.
All right. So I'm going to go overrated here. I know a lot of people talk about this fucking event. It drives me nuts. I think it's stupid. I think it's stupid for a couple of reasons. One, I think it's a waste of time. Two, they never get the right pick. So, I mean, they never pick the right thing to win. So why the fuck do we watch this thing? And that's the fucking dog show. I'm sorry. That needs to get the fuck out of here on Thanksgiving. First off, they never pick the right dog. There's only one right dog to pick, and that's a golden retriever. Done. let's move on with our lives. They never pick it, so fuck them. They always go with these little foo-foo, like, this dog breed's only been around for 2 years, and it's so goddamn cute. No, that's called an ankle biter, and no one owns them for a fucking reason. But they've only been around for 2 years because I'm dumbass. A psychopath decided I was going to mix this breed with this breed and ruin everybody's lives. So I'm sorry, but I hate the dog show. Alyssa loves it, and she's probably going to kill me for saying this, but guess what? Don't care. It's overrated. It's stupid. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of time. Plain and simple. Overrated.
Let's see. What kind of dog won last year? It was a Scottish deerhound.
Sounds awesome. I always see it on the
sounds made up to me.
Scroll by it.
Look at this weird dog. Scottish deerhound.
Like, that's too small.
Its head's way too small. Picture that thing coming at you down a country road at night.
Don't do that.
Goodbye.
That's terrifying.
Jesus Christ. Like, I've seen all these dogs before. Like, that's finally at least a big dog won. Usually it's these little dinky little dogs. And they're like, this thing is supposed to, you know, protect your family. And I'm like, yeah, from what? Mosquitoes?
2019 was a bulldog.
Yeah, at least that's legit. Jesus.
2018 was a whippet. 2017 was a Brussels Griffin. That's like a tiny little dog. Greyhound, Sky Terrier, tiny.
Wait, one second. Aren't whippets what you do when you fucking...
With the whipped cream.
Someone just came off the
whipped cream.
Someone just came out of the field. They just did a whip in front of the judges. They were like, "This guy right here, get him the medal."
doesn't it look like a greyhound? It's not a whip.
Whippets are like greyhounds. Yeah,
it's a good pick. Dog show off the board. I don't usually watch it because they just gross me out. Usually I'm eating. Obviously Thanksgiving, I don't even watch gross ass looking dogs. Like they're. Golden Retriever, something normal, American. I don't need
a Golden Retriever has never won since this began in 2001.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, you know what, though? That's the same as the Oscars. They never pick the best movie. They pick the shitty artsy ones.
That's a good point.
They don't pick the popular ones, that's for sure.
Exactly. Because if it was that, the Golden Retriever or the Lab would win every time because they're the most popular dogs in the world.
Oh my God. So some of these dog names are crazy. Like there was a Doberman named Blue Chip Purple Rain.
That's celebrities naming their kids.
Yep. Sweet retriever name though. Gustavus Brady. Short name Gus.
Was that last year's?
That was 2001.
So. Oh, wow. He's dead now. Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Gus has been in the ground for a while.
Gus is way dead.
Okay. RIP Gus. But
2019's Golden Retriever, Jack Daniels. Let's fucking go. That would have won. That, if we were doing this on names, that would have won. Instead, it was probably fucking Skippy. You know,
Skippy the Bichon Francais.
How about an Australian Shepherd named Swizzle?
I mean, I like Swizz.
Or a pointer named
me and Swizz are going to the brewery tonight.
Or a pointer named Cookie Land Seaside Hollyberry.
Exactly. Oh, what kind of bullshit is that?
So wrong.
That's so good.
Almost as bad as these celebrities going and like naming their kid the first thing they see. Plant. Apple.
Wind and tide, Mr. Sandman. I need to stop looking at these.
It's just all right. Dog show off the board as the overrated aspect of Thanksgiving. I'm gonna follow that. I'm gonna go with my overrated. This is one that I've never understood. I've never done it. I never will do it because I've always thought it was stupid. Mine is Black Friday shopping for those morons that go out shopping at like, you know, midnight on the day, or I guess the day after Thanksgiving. Like, why would you do that? And you see those videos of people that are just like fighting through mobs of people.
That's my favorite part of Black Friday. You can buy all
this shit online. Yeah. It's great watching it. I don't want to be in those mobs.
Great to watch it the day after on YouTube.
Get it like decades ago when the internet wasn't a big thing, but now it's, what are you doing?
Yes.
Why would you go out?
They keep those sales the entire week.
Yeah.
You don't have to go that day. You can stay at home. Yeah. Sit on your couch and watch.
Kevin, that was like us going to Best Buy this weekend. And they were just absolutely stacked up with TVs, just piles of boxes.
You couldn't walk through Best Buy. That crowded with TVs.
They're getting ready, dude.
The deals are always on. I mean, why go for that 6-hour period?
And it's no longer Black Friday. They start doing those fucking sales Cyber now.
Monday now.
Yeah, they're going right now. As we've already
started the Black Friday sale. And it's like, okay, so why would I wait? Why don't I just do it now? But I will say, as a kid, I loved it when my mom would do it. Absolutely loved it because I would sleep in. She'd get up at like 2 a.m, go get fucking Starbucks, and her friend would go have a day. You know, they'd leave it like, no joke, probably 2 or 3 a.m, oof, wouldn't get back till about 2-3 p.m. Meanwhile, I didn't get up. I slept in. I recovered from Thanksgiving. It was great as a kid. It was great.
I think it's a good one, Jack. It's a good one.
And I think you guys were right. I think back in the day, it makes a lot of sense. Today, you're a moron for doing it. And I hope you get beat up in one of those mobs.
And I look forward to watching the video.
Yes. As I eat my leftover Thanksgiving. And that concludes round 4. We'll recap it real quick here. Kevin's overrated aspect of Thanksgiving is gratitude. Matt went with his worst pie. He took lemon meringue. Casey also went overrated. He took the dog show. I also went overrated. I took Black Friday shopping. We got one round left, boys. I'll kick it off. I believe I have to take my best pie. I recall bringing this pie up last year because it's a big pie in the South. I'm taking peach pie. I love peach pie. It's also great as a cobbler, but down here we have it as a pie. It's all over the grocery stores right now. I enjoy it quite a bit. You can have, this is kind of like apple pie too, where it's good all year round, but I associate it most actually with Thanksgiving. Peach pie off the board. Any thoughts on peach pie?
I always think of it as a cobbler versus pie.
I think I've only ever had it as a cobbler.
Same.
I've had it as a pie form. I'm wondering if it's better regionally, because like out here, you know, it's not the season for peaches. And if we had peach pie now, it'd be the canned stuff. And so it's nowhere near as good. So you got to be like benefiting from being in the South. So that's pretty good. I kind of want to try some now because you made it sound so good.
Ooh, shout out Georgia, a state that I usually hate, but when it comes to peaches,
shout out to the entire state of Georgia.
Fuck you, state beef, Georgia. But you do have peaches, and that's why I love you. Peach pie off the board. Casey's got his final pick.
Okay. I kind of tease it to the boys in our time off. I don't like this. I think it's a plant or maybe it's a fruit. I don't fucking know what it is. Not very good. Some people say it's sweet. I think it's tart as fuck and disgusting. And my aunt once brought it, not once, she brought it a couple of times to Thanksgiving, but I hated it from the moment I had it for the first time. And that's rhubarb pie. I don't get it, don't understand it, will never get it, will never understand it, and think it's disgusting and tart and has no place on a Thanksgiving table. That's my pick. Horse pie.
Funny thing about rhubarb pie, Incendiary Brewing here in Winston-Salem actually has a series called the Death to Kettle Sour series. They did a strawberry rhubarb pie kettle sour, and it is absolutely goddamn delicious. I think rhubarb plays so well in beer, but it is a terrible pie. He is absolutely right.
I agree.
Tart. You have to smash that thing with sugary fruits to make it taste good. Yeah. Not good, but tolerable. It's too tart.
Yeah, it's a good pick. I didn't think about rhubarb probably because I hate it so much.
Guess I've ever actually had it. So
good. Yeah, you're not missing anything. Don't do it.
Good call. Good call.
It honestly tastes like unripe strawberries in a pie. That's what it like. Yes. Sour strawberries. That's
and then they like. All, but to your point about the beer, which I totally agree with, I think it's actually a really good, has a great place to mix with beer. But why do they always pair it with strawberries then?
Oh, I feel like I do it a lot to like balance out the overwhelming bitterness of rhubarb.
I know, but I you're right.
That just have exactly a strawberry pie is my answer.
Yes. Or just any other pie. Don't care. Just any other pie. Why do that to yourself? Mm.
Good pick. Rhubarb pie. Worst pie on Thanksgiving. Matt, you're up.
Okay. I've got best pie left. Still a fair amount of pies out there. I'm going to say one that I've always loved. It's a great pie. It's one of my favorite fruits. I'm putting blueberry pie on the board for a best pie. I love blueberries. Grew up eating them from a farm stand down the street all the time. Big on them. They work in pie. They work in muffins. Blueberry pie. Very good. Woody.
They also work in pancakes. Big time.
Oh, yeah.
It's a versatile fruit.
Blueberries it's got to be the good stuff. If it's the shitty stuff that we get down here, no, it's
not. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Connecticut's got some weirdly good farms for blueberries. I'm not saying we're like the blueberry state, but there's some good blueberries up here. We're not as good as Maine. Maine's really got that one covered.
Yeah, there's a couple up on the way to Granby, if you ever get a chance to go up there, that have good blueberries. Mm-hmm. I've had some fresh blueberry pie. It is quite good.
Makes your face messy. All right. Blueberry pie off the board. Kevin is Mr. Irrelevant in this one. He's got the last pick. Go for it.
All right. Well, maybe my Mr. Irrelevant will strike a chord with the voters. I'm going to have to go with my best side because I believe that's my only category left here. I'm going to go with buttermilk biscuits. Bread isn't usually a go-to during Thanksgiving because it's like Olive Garden breadsticks. You know, it's good, but why stuff your face when you have so many other good sides? But you know what?
Because it's bread.
Because it's bread, exactly. And it's buttermilk biscuits, and you can add more butter to it. And you can make little bitty sandwiches on your plate too and have that Thanksgiving food just another way, a prelude even to the leftover you have the next day when your Thanksgiving sandwiches. I love buttermilk biscuits. I never get them enough, but you know what? I'm making them this year. I'm going to try to make them from a can and not be compelled to do it from scratch because the can biscuits are delicious. And anyone who else wants to make those by scratch can go waste their time on that. That's fine. Guys, what do you think about biscuits for a side?
Love biscuits.
They occupy the whole arena. They occupy the same space, but they're, you know, it's bread, dude.
Yeah.
I'll eat any bread.
I'm not going to ask questions.
I love it's bread. Is there bread in front of me? Done. I'll eat it.
Yeah, is it free? Even better.
Free bread. I don't care. Yeah. Like an old moldy piece of multi-grain toast from a few weeks ago. I'll probably eat it.
Toast it up. You're good to go.
When we were at the beer fest in Greensboro, did you have any biscuits when you were down here? I don't think we did.
I don't think we did either. No.
Oh, my God. All right. We'll have to, send a Bojangles care package.
Can I get like Popeye's biscuits?
Oh, a Bowberry biscuit?
Yeah. I'll do a Bowberry. There you go.
Blueberries are back again.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Those blueberries I'll eat.
Good night, world.
Yeah, right. What is in that biscuit? Besides, obviously, butter. The obvious ingredients, but I swear there's like crack. I feel it's like just like cookout. Lord. They put something extra.
Yeah.
There's a special sauce.
Settling amount of butter in that thing.
There's a special sauce in those things because God damn, are they good.
They're so good.
Oh, knockout biscuits.
The homemade biscuits and buttermilk biscuits. For people that put the energy into those, God bless you. But
yeah, hey, exactly.
Pillsbury does a fine job
Well, so just like Matt's bagged potatoes that you just add a bit of water to, and they make the same kind of thing for like biscuits. You know, you don't get the flaky pull apart biscuits like you do from the Pillsbury kind, but you get the lumpy kind of like Cheddar Bay biscuit style biscuits. Mm. And you know what? They are very, very easy to make and damn serviceable. Matt, I think it would pair nicely with your 4-pack of potatoes to get a 4-pack of biscuits and just eat those one after another, left fist, right fist, and so on.
You know what? I'm here.
That's breakfast.
This is next time we all see each other, we should just go to the grocery store. We should get a bag of instant potatoes. We should get the box of biscuits and the box of stuffing and a pie, maybe four, and just go to town.
I'm confident we need to do this. Jack, for the bachelor party next year, we're doing a Thanksgiving dinner before your wedding, right? In October?
Oh, yes, we are.
We're going to see how many of those pop-up crescent rolls Jack can eat.
The answer is infinite. Pretty sure rehearsal dinner is actually going to be an Italian feast, boys. Chicken parm, chicken marsala. Yo.
Bippity well, we boppity. Have an entire week. We have an entire week. We're going to make.
That's true. We're going to be at the beach the entire week. We'll do Thanksgiving at the beach. Let's go. Just with shitty ingredients.
I mean, have you eaten a full turkey out in the sand? I have.
Carving board Oscar Mayer turkey.
Just like God intended sand turkeys.
Sand turkey. And I mean, isn't that what happened? Mashed potatoes. Yum.
Didn't Columbus bring that on the Mayflower and said, here you go, and then shot and killed everybody? Pretty sure that's how it happened. If the history books have it right.
Was Columbus on the Mayflower?
I don't fucking know. All of them. The pilgrims. Everybody.
Before we continue this history lesson, we'll quickly recap this draft before we announce a winner. For me, who kicked it off, my best side, I took mashed potatoes. My worst pie went with pecan pie. My worst side, I went with green bean casserole. My overrated aspect, Black Friday shopping. And then my best pie was peach pie. Casey's best pie, pumpkin pie. His worst side is any form of salad. His best side is sweet potatoes or sweet potato casserole. His overrated aspect is the dog show on TV. I believe it's on NBC for those of you who want to check into it this Thanksgiving. And the worst pie for Casey is rhubarb pie. Matt, coming in with a third pick, you know, with stuffing for his best side. Football is his overrated aspect. He went with sweet potatoes or sweet potato casserole as his worst side. His worst pie was lemon meringue. And his best pie was blueberry pie. And last but certainly not least, we have Kevin with his best pie. He took apple pie. His worst side was canned cranberry sauce. His worst pie is pumpkin pie. His overrated aspect is gratitude. And his best side are buttermilk biscuits. And we do have a winner. We're not tied. I know Matt won the last one.
And I won this one too?
Maybe. should we tease the audience just a little bit here? I don't know. With two votes, your host gets back in the W column with this one.
There you go.
A lot of ties all around, but your host, you know, I think I just have a hunch here. Having the first pick is a little bit of an advantage. So I'll take the win here. I'll join Matt in the recent win column. We got some honorable mentions that I'm looking forward to. Let's just start it out. We'll go best sides. Best sides, anybody?
Mac and cheese, put it on the board.
Yeah, mac and cheese was one that I thought about too. I don't have it on my Thanksgiving table, but I know a lot of people do.
Yeah, same. I've never had it on Thanksgiving, but I like it. Hard to argue with it.
Here's one. It's not really a side, mm-hmm. but it kind of falls into the cranberry sauce category. What about gravy?
That's the thing, is I saw that too. I wasn't sure we would call it a side, but it's an absolute essential. You have to have it.
Yeah, certainly. I agree. It's an essential. I don't think it's a side because you don't eat it by itself.
Yeah, that's true. Well
unless you're Matt.
I would.
Well,
have you ever had a gravy shot from Shout Out the Post?
That's true. I have.
Yeah. I have.
True. Yeah, well,
oh boy.
What about like a baked potato?
No.
Okay. And there were other variants of potato you could do, like scallop potatoes, potatoes au gratin that you could have put on there.
I like a baby potato, like cut up with like garlic and shit on it. Good.
Little garlic and rosemary potatoes.
Scalloped potatoes.
Yep.
little baby red potatoes sliced and diced and everything nice.
Good. Those are good too.
I think asparagus. Matt talked about asparagus a little bit. Yeah. Not bad.
Some people like Brussels sprouts. I'm like growing on me, but I still don't love them usually, but they're growing on
it's
me.
It's going to be done right. Like you can do it with like breadcrumbs and bacon and a little bit of cheese, which is bacon, actually really good.
Some maple
if you just
syrup.
Do it like roasted as is, it's delicious. Mm. It's disgusting. Yeah. Casey, good idea.
What about cream spinach?
No. Anything
no green. No green. Get out of here.
Anything in a cream category is in the worst by default.
All right. All
creamed
right.
Anything's disgusting.
Yeah, maybe that should come out of the worst side list. A little roast cauliflower.
Speaking of, one more. Have a cornbread. Kevin talked about biscuits. Cornbread's pretty good on Thanksgiving.
Yep. I've never had it on Thanksgiving.
I was like, you read cornbread? Ooh. What?
No, never had it on Thanksgiving.
I know it's a big Christmas thing, but Southerners call it corn pudding, like corn souffle, cream corn, and it's pretty actually not bad. Yeah, but let's get back to the worst. Have a worst side.
All right, go ahead.
Wait. French fries. Wait, what?
Back to cream spinach.
Yeah. Well, yes.
What?
Yes. Cream spinach. This isn't really, I mean, I like these, but I don't consider these a Thanksgiving side. And I saw it on some of the research I was doing. Deviled eggs. Is that a Thanksgiving?
That's a Southern thing. Oh my God.
I love deviled eggs.
Oh, same. But I do that in the summer. For me. Like at a barbecue or something
like a July 4th thing.
Yeah, exactly.
In the South, it's an everyday thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, that makes sense.
Are you guys that into like squash? I'm not a big squash guy. Like
I love squash.
Like butternut squash is pretty good. If it's mixed into some stuff, I'll eat it for sure.
I love squash. Yep.
I kind of find it tasteless almost. But yeah, it's pretty. It's very fall. It's pretty to look at.
Yeah, it's not my favorite. Not my favorite.
I know my mom always has Brussels sprouts on Thanksgiving.
Like I said, I'm coming around on those. I used to hate them, and now I'm kind of like, all right, I'll eat some.
I tolerate them more than I do cauliflower. That's the only thing I will not eat. I cannot stand that shit. But worse side, cauliflower. Fuck that. It's not on my Thanksgiving.
Ooh, I like cauliflower.
Well, so hang on. So, Jack, you can make mashed cauliflower that tastes almost exactly like mashed potatoes, like the same smother and butter and
garlic. I've tried it. You can't hide that cauliflower taste. But actually, I didn't make it. Bird's Eye Frozen Foods did. I think what else? Worst side.
Worst side, anything that's creamed. Creamed spinach, creamed corn, disgusting.
Mm. Oh, that's the one. Creamed corn for sure, out.
Do you guys do corn on Thanksgiving? Like any sort of corn?
A lot of times, corn, like maybe butter and... Maybe that's it. Just like kernels in like a pan with butter and like roasted or something. My dad loves
this one. Here's one for worst. I don't know if you've ever had this. I've had this a long time ago when I was very young and then my grandparents are still alive. Ambrosia salad.
I like it. It's the fruit salad, right? Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like covered in yogurt and marshmallows and
That's also a huge Southern thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, that is so Southern.
This is one that also has been in my family for a while, and I don't think anybody likes it. Maybe my mom does. My grandpa might. Turnips. Oof. They like turnips, like mashed turnips.
Oh, no.
Really?
Disgusting. They're putridly disgusting.
That's a no from me, dog.
Yikes.
Best pie.
I would throw a cherry in there.
I would chess pie.
Yeah.
Chess, yep. True.
What's chess pie?
Chocolate chess pie. Well, so original chess pie is just basically it's like a custardy, sugary, buttery filling type pie that I think it's from Virginia, actually. But shout out to the Angus Barn here in Raleigh, North Carolina, the chocolate chess pie version. It's almost like a brownie batter inside.
Got it.
It's delicious.
Yeah, it's basically exactly the way to describe it. It's brownie pie.
I've never had it.
It's not like a chocolate pie. It's more like a brownie pie. Okay.
Yeah. It's chocolate. Yeah. It's not like the puddingy, moussey part of chocolate pie. It's like it's got some substance to it. It's really, really good.
I gotta say, that looks pretty good.
Yeah. It looks good. I've never had it. I will say my aunt makes a killer homemade chocolate pie. And oh, man, every Thanksgiving, every Christmas. That's a staple on our table.
Banana cream pie is a favorite of mine.
I thought about that as my best pie at one point. I really like banana cream pie. I just like very, banana very anything. That's just it's banana pudding with a pie. And
that's a big Southern thing too. They put they just throw a big bowl of banana pudding on the table.
Sold.
Sold.
We should have that's what we should do. We should do a pudding bracket. How about key lime pie? Any key lime pie fans?
Not into it.
It feels weirdly out of season.
Yeah, it's just not. It's not a.
It's a big Christmas thing in Florida. Key lime pie.
Yeah, well,
Florida that makes
can,
sense.
Florida
that
can
makes
stay sense. Down there.
Coconut cream pie, love it, but not Thanksgiving.
Exactly. Yeah, not for Thanksgiving.
We could. Do we just want to talk about pies for the next like 20 minutes?
Let's have podcast? Our secondary pie draft coming up right now.
On, I got nowhere to be.
Worst pies, mincemeat. Everyone had
mincemeat pies for sure. Mincemeat. I was gonna put cherry up there.
They don't like cherry,
really?
It's got if it's gonna be cherry, it's got to be really fresh, good cherries, not like the gross cherry pie we get down here. It's like maraschino cherries covered in pie crust.
No. Agreed.
Well, and see, I wouldn't have put that in. Like the only reason I would have said. I love cherry pie, but I would have said worst pie because it just, to me, it doesn't say Thanksgiving. And that's what I was going off of. What pie says Thanksgiving, right? Best and worst of that sense.
Sweet potato pie.
Sweet potato pie.
I love sweet potato pie.
That's, that's the best pie.
Throw that in the worst category.
It is literally the same thing as pumpkin pie. They taste exactly the same.
I love it. Yes.
It's so good. How about French silk pie?
Don't even know what that is.
No idea what that one is.
It's basically like chocolate mousse pie. Look it up. It's good.
Okay, I'm back.
Not really Thanksgiving-y, but just pie. I'm just talking good pies.
We got to move to the South because there's so many different types of pies in the South that we just don't have anywhere else.
They just make shit up and it's a pie.
This could be a counter bites. Jack could just list all the pies he knows. It lasts a good hour and a half.
I wouldn't even need a co-host for that one.
I'll say Jack sits alone in room, lists all pies he's ever had.
That would take a while. I've had a lot of pie in my day. How about this for best pie? How about a pizza pie?
Worst pie indeed. Just like a French pie or a turkey pot pie.
Well, if it's made in Chicago, it could
be. Oh, yeah, there's another one. Chicken pot pie. There you go.
Ooh, man. Oh, shout out to Marie Callender.
Ooh.
Yeah. I love family size Marie Callender.
Those 16 ounce chicken pies can get it.
Give me 16 ounce or 16 inch diameter ones.
Oh God, if only. All if the only. Above. The biggest I could find are the 16 ounces. They're never enough. They list them. They list them as like family size. It's like not any family of mine.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait to meet your family someday. All right. How about overrated aspect of Thanksgiving?
Dealing with family members almost came on the list for me.
Yeah.
Just like talking to my family in general.
The Thanksgiving Day parade.
Mm-hmm, the parade.
It's kind of boring.
Yeah. The day itself. I think the entire day itself up to the dinner is overrated. It's just you getting together. You're just kind of waiting for the food to be served. And you're
kind of how I am. The whole day is kind of boring except for the eating, in my opinion. That's why it's not my favorite holiday, really.
The reason I'll admit, I gave Matt my vote here. The reason I voted for him was because sometimes I think those football games suck. I don't think you get good football on Thanksgiving. I think
it's the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, my dad does bitch about this, actually.
Always play. Always. It's like a rule. It's like, that's so stupid.
And the Cowboys are good this year. I don't know who they're playing, but I do know.
It's a horrible game.
Bills versus Saints, 8 o'clock at night. Go Saints.
Don't.
True.
I've never said that before.
No.
Detroit always plays. They're Detroit. Terrible. Detroit versus Chicago at 12:30 on Thanksgiving.
Awful. Yeah, it's the first game. Who does Dallas play?
I don't know.
They're the afternoon
game. I bet it's the Redskins. Or sorry, Washington football team.
It's usually a divisional round. Yeah, it's usually like Philly or Washington, right?
As we get our researchers to check who the Dallas Cowboys are playing next week. We'll continue to talk about overrated.
Google silence because the Raiders. We're all looking
they play
up.
The Raiders.
That's actually a pretty good game.
Not horrible. It looks a lot worse this week than it did last week because the Raiders just got shat on by a team that doesn't have a defense. So
true. That is true. How about
at home?
Overrated. Hearing about how like people are always like, "Turkey makes you tired."
doesn't. I mean, eating that much food makes me tired.
Exactly. That's what it is.
It's like eating a turkey sandwich will make me tired, but eating 4 pounds of turkey breast will probably put me out for a while.
Well, that's the whole thing. Thanksgiving, you eat so early, like that leftover sandwich that's waiting for you at like 8
o'clock. Thanksgiving naps fucking are awesome. So good. Like if you can get away from your family and just like go in your, like you're at home and go in your bed, or take like a soft couch in like the basement of your uncle's house.
Yeah. I just watched that during the dog. I do that during the dog show.
Sleep during the dog show. How could you really?
All right, boys. That wraps up Thanksgiving. This was fun. I'll congratulate myself. And turn it back over to Matt to take us home.
And I was so sure I was going to win that one. So sure. All right, let's take it into the conclusion section. We'll start with our brewery of the week. I actually mentioned this brewery. If we could pronounce that word correctly, earlier. Kevin and I went there this weekend on Saturday. We went to a Stewards of the Land brewery in Northford, Connecticut. We actually really enjoyed ourselves there. They had a few beers that were very, very good. In particular, the two sours, the Spice Pear Sour and the Cranberry Garland Sour. Overall, we enjoyed their product. It was a very nice space. We wish it had been a little bit warmer. That's not their fault, obviously. It's November here. It's just getting bad very quickly. But beautiful outdoor space, a nice kind of modern looking interior for a farmhouse brewery. It was nice that they had a bunch of local products out for sale, like salsa and pickled eggs, shout out Kelly, bourbon maple syrup, which I hear was a very reasonable price.
You could have got two of those for the price of a sweater, Matt.
That's right. They had a like a little old lady in a corner. She had some sort of pizza operation going. Those pizzas looked pretty bomb. Did not have one, but was interested. And we were talking to one of the people that worked there. Very nice guy. I wish I'd got his name, but he was letting Kevin try the maple syrup. He was talking to us about the beer, and you had that whole conversation with Kevin about the whiskey barrels out of that Taconic distillery. Dude, he seemed to know his shit, which is always cool.
Honestly, that's half the reason why I bought the maple syrup. Cause like, he was coming on shift. And so he had a nice thermos full of coffee and he grabbed an open bottle of syrup from behind the bar and poured a little bit in there. And I'm like sitting there at the bar next to me. I'm like, oh, what you got in there, buddy? He's like, oh yeah, it's this maple syrup. I love it in my coffee. I'm like, oh, this is, you know, can I try a taste of it? And he's like, oh, this is so weird. I usually don't let people ever do this, but here's a taste of it. He poured me a little shot. Yeah, of
Kevin
it
kind
of
glass. Weirded him out. He was basically, I think Kevin just wanted a sip of his coffee. Like, hey, can I try that?
He puts maple syrup in his coffee?
He did. Yeah. He did. Yeah. I've tried that. I don't necessarily like that, but this maple syrup was just delicious. It'd go good in any coffee, honestly.
He drank coffee? Yeah. That's so gross.
That's been accurate.
Disgusting.
Yeah, so
that's the guy who hates pumpkin but likes pumpkin pie.
Yeah, so nice brewery. Recommend it. Get Northford, Connecticut. It's north of Branford. It's towards the south part of the state, northeast of New Haven. It's a little bit in the middle of nowhere, but also not far from 12% Beer Project, which is another good one. So with that, we're going to move to our best beer of the cast. We go host by host, see which beer they had was their favorite. Two of our hosts only had one, so I think it'll be an easy choice. Let's start with Casey. How was your beer?
It was good. It was real solid. It was definitely I give it probably a 4-1. Great double IPA out of Odell. Awesome can art too. Just really cool. Got an old time. Looks like an old time motorcycle with a sidecar. Just nice. Really cool. So with like a, looks like a bunch of cash, or maybe it's hops. Maybe it might be hops. I don't know. It's hard to tell, but it's awesome. It's cool. And it was good. Really good.
He'll get his reading glasses after the break. All right. Kevin, how was your beer?
My one beer of the cast was a good choice because this Mortalis Sphinx was quite delicious.
Mm.
Maybe not necessarily worth the price I paid, as are many things out in California here.
Yeah.
But if you can get a can of this Mortalis Sphinx, I highly recommend it. Really good beer.
Yeah, they're good. Out of Avon, New York, middle of fucking nowhere, but very good brewery. I would like to go there at some point. Jack, you had two beers. Which one did you like better?
Well, it's no secret to anyone who listens to this podcast, I'm not a big barrel age guy. Bourbon barrel age, not my thing. The Wee Heavy from Incendiary was not terrible for a high ABV beer. Not bad. But my best beer of the cast has to be Deacon Brew. Shout out Wake Forest. Who would have thought, beginning of the year, Wake at Clemson, there's one team that's going to win the division with a win, and it's going to be Wake Forest. Who thought that?
Nobody. Number 10 team in the country. Go Deeks. We're going to kick Clemson's ass this weekend. Let's go.
Damn. Okay. And for my beer, a very obvious one, Tiger's Blood absolutely beat the shit out of Witty. Witty's, frankly, not very good. It's in the 2 range for me, and I don't think I'll be finishing it. Shout out, John. Bear Moose, barely, not a great brewery.
Hey, John, bring us better beer next time.
Yeah. Well, he pretty much just ditched some of his trash beer in my fridge, but I figured I'd at least give it a taste before I threw it away because this is getting tough. Okay. Last call is up next. A final comment or quip before the end of this podcast. Let's start with Kevin. What do you got?
I knew you were coming to me because you saw the panic look of what the fuck am I saying for last call on my eyes here. Mm-hmm. We'll say this. Boys, I spent this past weekend drinking a fair amount of beer with Matt in Connecticut. I'm glad I was there to see him, but I'm also glad I was out of town for this past week because it was San Diego Beer Week. And usually when San Diego Beer Week happens, I have to take a day off of work just to recuperate. And I'm reading here that sales across breweries were down noticeably this past week, probably because I wasn't here.
It's just you being gone.
It was just me being gone. Cause usually I, this time every year, I come away with like 3 or 4 new glasses and I'm at 3 or 4 breweries a night for like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And it gets a little out of hand and I'm kind of glad I was recuperating binge drinking in Connecticut.
There you go. That'd be a fun thing. I'd like to see that someday. All right, let's go to Casey. Last call.
Yeah. My last call is a pretty solid one. College basketball is back, ladies and gentlemen. It is back, better than ever. It's honestly probably one of the best sports, and I guess league of sports in the United States. I think it's better than the NBA. Some might argue it's better than college football. Some might argue it's better than pro football. I'll let those idiots talk whatever they want, but it's damn near good, damn near close. It's back. I'm so excited. Just gets one step closer to one of the greatest times of the year in March Madness. But we're just starting out, so we got a long ways to go, but it's back, and I'm very, very excited for it.
Sports. All right, Jack, speaking of which, you're up next for last call.
Yeah, it's exciting. College basketball is back. Shout out to Florida Gators. They beat the number 20 team in the country. Fuck you, Florida State.
Boom.
My last call is about a brewery that I've been talking about on this podcast for a long time, and boys, this Friday, I am finally going. New Anthem, I am coming for you. I will be in Wilmington this weekend.
There you go.
I will be there. I cannot wait. I'm so excited. I will report back, but shout out New Anthem. I am ready.
Yeah, I'll be, because it's right. Because you and Casey tried to go there at one point, right? And you couldn't get in or something happened.
It might have been because we had been drinking insane amounts of alcohol from the 3 days prior and just did not have the energy to get there. But this time I will get.
Okay. I'll be interested to hear how that goes. And for my last call, we were kind of dicking around with this before the podcast. I just thought it'd be funny to talk about for a minute. I've been trying to drink less beer. I know this is a wild idea. This is on a beer podcast. But boys, if you think it's a good strategy to replace drinking beer by replacing it with maybe an equal amount, if not more, volume of wine instead, because that's what I've been doing and I don't think it's working that well.
Yeah, sounds like someone who can't do math.
We were trying to look up the caloric values of wine and liquor and beer before this podcast. So my girlfriend and I are trying to not drink beer, and it was going well until Kevin came up here, and I knew it was not going to survive with Kevin, because you know, if two of the podcast members are together, beer has to be consumed. It's just the rule.
I mean, I am from California. You could have found the excuse to make me drink wine, and I probably would have been okay with it.
Yeah, you probably would have not liked it, though, as part of the problem. I don't think our wine is very good up here.
I will say this, having hung out with you and Kelly on Sunday night, you were constantly making excuses about how you had to break your fast. Otherwise, I would have been so disappointed with you during this visit to Connecticut if I had come up and you were not drinking. And I was made it clear, painfully clear, Matt, it's fine. You could have driven me around all day and I would have still got drunk up.
What am I going to do? What am I going to do? Just be sober in the car? What is one of my Mormon? Ugh.
No, I like it how you made it your responsibility to entertain me. And that was only going to be done if you were drinking. So,
which is true. Otherwise. I'm not really that fun if I'm sober. So very, very, very serious person, in fact. But I'm going to continue to try to really limit the beer for a while. Don't worry, folks. Check-ins are still happening. Beer stickers still in the car. The dream's not dead. But we've talked about this as well. Maybe a dry January is finally going to happen for me. I've never had a sober month, I think, since I've been 21. So maybe it's finally time.
I might try it as well.
I'm not. I did it last year.
You did.
I'm not doing it this year.
Yeah, you proved your mettle. I was very impressed by that whole thing.
Yeah, my team's going to make the playoffs this year. That's also one more thing we need to talk about.
Okay, go ahead.
The Patriots, we have not been on this podcast since the Patriots went to the L.A. and beat the Chargers.
Yeah, beat the piss out of them.
Kevin made very clear at the beginning of the season that was not going to happen.
He's right. You did. Yep.
Yep. But that's just me being a homer, you know, because historically I spoke about this. The Chargers continually break my heart. I keep coming back to them for no reason, completely irrationally. So, you know what? Well done. What happened, though, when you played the other L.A. team? Did you play them yet this year? Can't remember. Play the Rams? No. Okay.
No, we don't play them.
We don't play them. The Patriots will break our hearts eventually, but right now they're
of course they will.
Fly, yeah, but that's gonna be 20 years from now, and when Mac Jones retires and moves to Florida and go joins the Miami Dolphins.
If he has a 20-year career, that's fine with me.
Yeah, I'm here for it. Holy shit!
I did play as the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in NFL Blitz 99 in arcade on Friday. So that was my sports involvement recently.
That's a great game.
To no one's surprise, I lost.
Yeah. Well, audience.
Yeah. To be fair, you don't actually have to know anything about football to play NFL Blitz. Same thing with NBA Jam.
And I still lost.
The only thing about NBA Jam you got to know is you take the Spurs. That's it. Not the Spurs. Sorry. The Sonics. Oh my God. The Sonics. You take the Sonics.
The Spurs would have worked, but the Sonics are the right choice. Yeah.
Sean Kemp, Ray Allen. Not Ray Allen, Gary Payton.
I think the Bucks had one of the highest stats on the 99 NFL Blitz, I noticed. Were they really?
Because that was probably Ray Allen.
Oh, is that what it was? They must have been really good this year or something like that. Again, not a sports guy. Okay, boys, and our listeners, we're going to wrap up this episode. This was your Thanksgiving draft. Again, Jack is our winner for this episode. We will post it on our Instagram as we always do. Go check it out at Counterpints, our Untapped account. And of course, our voicemail number continues to be 774-224-0708. More content to come. Some Counterpints coming down the pipe. I'm a little behind editing one, but there will be one out soon. And beyond that, we'll catch you on the next one. Episode 57 coming next. They keep chugging. We're going strong. Counterpints forever. Until the next one, you stay frosty out there.